Truly, these are the very last days, and now more than ever, your childlike faith must abound. Thanks be to God that in this life there is something bigger than this life. Everything in this existence has an end, and sometimes it comes rudely and abruptly. Ladies, if your life is totally centered around your husband, keep in mind that approximately 90% of American women will one day become widows. There needs to be something bigger. Health ends, careers end, beauty ends, wealth ends, and the natural life itself ends. There must be something bigger, and there is. Psalm 63:3, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. God's loving kindness is found in the person of Christ Jesus. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Are you ready for that someone bigger? Are you ready to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, to turn from your sins and be born again, born a second time, this time of the Spirit of God? Are you ready to have life and have it more abundantly? God said, man said, has marvelous news for you. Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Isaiah 24, verse 1, behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty, and maketh it waste, and turneth it upside down, and scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. God said, Isaiah 24, verses 19 and 20, the earth is utterly broken down, the earth is clean dissolved, the earth is moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage. And the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall, and not rise again. Man said, the Bible is an archaic, outdated book, and surely not to be taken literally. It was written by mere men and has long outlived any reasonable usefulness. Now the record. How beautiful are the words of God, how marvelous and true. The Holy Scriptures found in the majority text are true and righteous altogether, a place to build a life, a solid and clean place. This is God Said, Man Said, feature 527. These features that shout the full veracity of the Word of God are archived in text and streaming audio. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, Saint and Skeptic alike. We are so glad you've come. I am ever impressed that the most unsophisticated of the world's people, whose only learning is that of the Holy Scripture, are far more correctly and perfectly informed than the world's most sophisticated and learned carnal minds. When the carnal arrive at a truth, they will discover that the most unsophisticated of God's children are already there. The following short list of examples will drive home the point. 1. Scientists have concluded that the universe began out of nothing and by pure chance. The child of God understands that God created all that we see out of that which is invisible. 2. Science now theorizes that there was light before the sun. The most unsophisticated of Bible students know that there was light on the first day and that God created the sun, moon, and stars on the fourth day. 3. Biologists have discovered through sophisticated DNA research that the population of the entire earth has one common mother and father. The unsophisticated know this couple is Adam and Eve. 4. Biologists were shocked of the commonality that man has with dirt. The believer understands that all creatures were formed out of dirt. 5. Paleontologists have come to the conclusion that the snake once had legs. The unsophisticated understand that God's curse upon the serpent as a result of its part in the fall of Eve and Adam was that it would crawl upon its belly. 6. Historians researching ancient, non-biblical societal records have discovered a common understanding of a beginning and a paradise. The unsophisticated know this as the Garden of Eden. 7. Archaeologists shocked the world when they unearthed tablets in Iraq. When translated, one of the tablets records a tower that was being built that offended the gods. According to this record, the tower was cast down, the common speech confounded, and the people scattered. The childlike know this place as the Tower of Babel. All the accounts above take place in the first 11 chapters of God's Word, arguably the most challenged accounts of Scripture. Of course they are true and righteous altogether. In the end of all time, it will not be different. The biblical prophecies of the coming catastrophic events will all come to pass. It is very possible that today's generation will see and participate. The passages above from the prophet Isaiah in chapter 24 read, "Behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty, and maketh it waste, and turneth it upside down, and scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. The earth is utterly broken down, the earth is clean dissolved, the earth is moved exceedingly, the earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage, and the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall, and not rise again." Could these bizarre passages be accurate? The following paragraphs are from the Yahoo News March 14, 2011 feature. The headline reads, "Japan's Earthquake Shifted Balance of the Planet." Last week's devastating earthquake and tsunami in Japan has actually moved the island closer to the United States and shifted the planet's axis. The quake caused a rift 15 miles below the seafloor that stretched 186 miles long and 93 miles wide, according to the AP. The areas closest to the epicenter of the earth jumped a full 13 feet closer to the United States. Geophysicist Ross Stein at the United States Geological Survey told the New York Times. The 9.1 magnitude quake, the fourth largest recorded since 1900, was caused when the Pacific tectonic plate dove under the North American plate, which shifted eastern Japan towards North America by about 13 feet. The quake also shifted the Earth's axis by 6.5 inches, shortened the day by 1.6 microseconds, and sank Japan downward by about 2 feet. As Japan's eastern coastline sunk, the tsunami's waves rolled in. Why did the quake shorten the day? The Earth's mass shifted towards the center, spurring the planet to spin a bit faster. Last year's massive 8.8 magnitude earthquake in Chile also shortened the day, but by an even smaller fraction of a second. The 2004 Sumatra quake knocked a whopping 6.8 microseconds off the day. End of quote. Jesus spoke in Luke chapter 21, verses 8 through 11 and 20 through 26. And he said, "Take heed that ye be not deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified. For these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken." The book of Revelation, chapter 6, verses 12 through 17. And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Imagine stars striking the earth, and earthquakes and tsunamis of immeasurable magnitude. Imagine the earth turned upside down, the earth clean dissolved during an earthquake, a term known as the liquefaction of the earth, and the earth reeling to and fro like a drunkard. All of God's word is true and righteous altogether. The prophecies of the scriptures are happening and will soon come to a head. Men of science will grapple with the realities only to find the unsophisticated only knew all about it all the time, but were also prepared. Dear visitor, if you are not ready for the end, click on the Further with Jesus now and make your peace with God. God said, Isaiah 24:1, Behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty, and maketh it waste, and turneth it upside down, and scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. God said, Isaiah 24:19-20, The earth is utterly broken down. The earth is clean dissolved. The earth is moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage, and the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall, and not rise again. Man said the Bible is an archaic, outdated book and surely not to be taken literally. It was written by mere men and has long outlived any reasonable usefulness. Now you have the record.